Hello, I'm Rupert Bell with this special podcast from the Rolex FEI World Cup Finals here in Geneva at the Polexpo Arena. Well, the venue is situated nearby the currently closed Geneva Airport. But there's no doubt about it, as we build up to the final day of competition here, that this vast indoor arena is very definitely open for business. 29 riders will go in the first of two rounds of competition, and it's Mario Delorier, the American, who leads the way. He won the Rolex FEI World Cup back in 1984 at the tender age of 19. And he leads ahead of Marcus Henning with the Swiss rider Piers Feitzer in third. Well, the first 2 days of competition saw Rich Fellers set the early pace in the speed competition, and Steve Gerda took the second leg. But sadly, the overall leader after the first 2 days, McLean Ward, with his horse Sapphire, that horse has had to be withdrawn after being found to have a medical problem. So it's Delorier who leads the way. But as the riders currently walk the course, a few moments ago I caught up with FEI TV's Philip Gazala and wondered how he saw the afternoon's proceedings unfolding.
Rupert, there's an argument to say that America are due a win here. It's been 22 years since their last win back in 1987. And if Mario Delorier can managed to achieve a second win of his lifetime, it will be truly remarkable. Not forgetting that he still holds the record as the youngest winner back at 19 years old. It'll be a great day for the Americans if he can win.
But who's his challenger? Marcus Henning looks dangerous. You've got Piers Feitzer, who's obviously going to be G'd on by this very partisan crowd.
I don't suppose Mario at breakfast was saying, I've got this wrapped up. He's got Marcus Henning right behind him. And, of course, he's got, you know, the Swiss world number one, Piers Feitzer, right behind him as well. It's such an open competition, to be honest with you, Rupert. There's 10 or 15 that could win this.
OK, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Who's going to win it?
Piers Feitzer said, I want three medals this year. I want a European, I want a World Cup, and I want a World Equestrian Games. He's ticked the first box. I think I'll tick another one here.
So, will it be another medal then for Piers Feitzer? He's got the chance. Well, the first round is shortly to get underway with the first of the 29 riders.
So we are now ready to go for the Rolex FEI World Cup final.
So, the first of the 29 riders has come into the arena, a packed arena, over 10,000 enthusiastic fans in the arena. And with 23 points, done excellently to qualify to this final day, it's from Saudi Arabia, Prince Abdullah Al Saud. Marcus Henning coming to the end of his round, clear so far. Penultimate fence, the big Rolex spread, and he's over that. Can he stay on his score of 2 points? And no, he can't, because groans of disappointment as he has the final fence down and just knocking out a part of that final fence. So a careless error from Marcus Henning. And so that means that Luciana Diniz is still out in front with Mario Delorier still to go. Last to go in this first round on the final day is Mario Delorier, and he's now coming to the treble, the middle part of the round, and he's so far clear he can afford to have a fence down and still go into the final round out in front. The American who won back in 1984, now coming to the last section of fences. He's over that and he's going very well at the moment on Eureka, but the Rolex spread, he's clear. Time's not an issue, just checking towards the final fence that caught out Marcus Henning. And Mario Delorier can afford to have a fence down in the final round, because that is an excellent clear round of jumping from the American. And he now has a real chance of regaining the Rolex World Cup that, as I say, he won last in 1984. A terrific performance. So it's Delorier who leads from Luciana Diniz. Marcus Henning is in third, with Piers Feitzer in fourth, and Ludwig Bierbaum also tied for fourth. Well, now we're getting ready for round two on this final day of this Rolex FEI World Cup final. Sense of anticipation, will it be Mario Delorier, with 22 riders going in this final phase? Piers Feitzer, the Rolex world number one, with 7 points, currently clear. over the big spread now to the other Rolex fence number 9, and he's still clear. This noise will be deafening should he go clear. Here he comes now, over the 11th, now turning. Crowd starting to anticipate a clear round for Pierre Schweitzer. He's got one more fence to go, fence 12, and he's over it, and he is clear. And he raises his arm in delight, so he stays on 7 points, the same as Ludger Beerbaum. Terrific performance. He was disappointed with his effort in the speed class, bounced back on the second competition, and today, again, had a fence down in the opening round, but clear now. And Pierre Schweitzer is tied for the lead with just 3 more riders to go. Marcus Enning on his way with 6 points. Can he go clear? So far, so good for the vastly experienced German. Looking good at the moment. Very steady round of jumping. Ludger Beerbaum was excellent. He won, of course, in 2006, did Marcus Enning, and in 2003. So going along very nicely. Fence 8, the big spread, rattles it, but pole doesn't move. Now fence 9, and he's over that, turning left-handed. 3 more fences to go for the German on board Plot Bleu. Got very close to that fence 10, but he's pops it nicely in the end. The big spread, number 11, this is looking very good. And could Marcus Enning throw down the challenge to both Luciana Diniz and Mario De Laurier by going clear? Yes, he does. A smooth round, a vastly experienced round of jumping for Marcus Enning that leaves him on 6 points on Plot Bleu. Terrific round as he goes in search of a third Rolex World Crown. Big chance for Luciana Diniz from Portugal, currently in second with Winning Wood, going through the treble, and she gets through it. It's not quite hard work, and she's galloping to the next fence, but gets it together in time, turning left-handed, trying to settle the horse down. But what a moment it would be for her. It skews into that, but gets over it, has to check again, now to the double, through the first part, now the second part of the combination, which she negotiates safely. Now just checking down to come to this big spread, number 8. This is a very good round of jumping, it has to be said. And she's over that one nicely. Now fence 9. This horse doesn't seem to make it look easy, but is doing terrifically well, is she on board? What a chance. Groans of disappointment as she rattles the bar out. So, and one more fence, but it's not going to be victory for Luciana Diniz. And sadly, she won't be in the top 3. But all the same, she has given a terrific display this week. And that one fence down leaves her with 9 points. And she, sadly, won't be winning this year's Rolex FEI World Cup. Well, as Luciana Diniz leaves the arena, bitterly disappointed. But she will be the top-ranked female rider at this year's Rolex FEI World Cup. And now,
Mario De Laurier.
1984 was the time, as a 19-year-old representing Canada at that time, that Mario De Laurier won the Rolex FEI World Cup final. And now, 26 years on, representing the United States now, he has the chance to win the title for a second time. He's on his way. He's been terrific so far on Eureka. Wonderful first round of jumping today. Now he's coming to the treble. That's fence 4 over the first part. Just touches it. Now the middle part, safely over that. Now through the treble. And, he can afford, of course, to have a fence down. And he had, and the horse seems to be just lost all rhythm, but he's still out in front. He's had one fence down, but he's got to be clear, otherwise it's going to be Marcus Enning winning a third title. It looking hard. This is going to be tension filled coming to fence number 8. He's got 5 more fences over the first part. Can't afford any more fences down. Marcus Enning, this is going to be nervous. 10 or 15 or so seconds, he's had it down, and that means Marcus Enning is the Rolex FEI World Cup champion. Disappointment for Mario De Laurier. There's 2 fences down, And can you believe it? Coming to the final fence, it had all been going so well. Stands off the final part, and that too is done. So the pressure got to Mario Delorier. He'd been so good until that round, but it means for a third time in his career, another rider winning a third Rolex FEI World Cup title, and it's Marcus Enning, who was terrific in his second round on Plot Bleu. Disappointment for Yoruko and Mario Delorier, who slipped down the rankings, but it's Marcus Enning who wins. Piers Schweitzer and Ludger Bierbaum tied for second, and Luciana Dinis fourth, and Dermot Lennon from Ireland is fit. But it's Marcus Enning who is this year's champion here in Geneva. Marcus, terrific performance. How confident were you today, knowing you were having to play a bit of catch-up?
Yeah, I had a quite good feeling from Friday already. He jumped very good today. I was a bit unlucky in the first round, had the last fence really lightly down. And I thought the World Cup final is gone, but it's again, we get this, the right motivation for the second round, and we really fight to go clear. And then I was already happy with the third or with the second. That Mario had then two down, it was really a shame for him, but okay, I'm really happy to win.
Obviously you're happy, but to win a third, as you say, slightly different circumstances, but to win three Rolex finals, you know, you've now joined a pretty select group of riders, haven't you?
Yeah, that's true. It's always something special to win a World Cup final, and every final was really different, completely different. And it's the goal. We go here to win, and if you win it three times, it makes you very proud and happy.
And you use two horses. People make comments saying that, you know, not many people have done this before, but it really paid dividends, didn't it?
Yeah. That makes it not really easier, but because you have to focus on two horses, and but I have many different horses, and I thought it's for me the best this solution, and I'm really lucky that it works out at the end.
And for you now, it could be an exciting year, obviously with the World Equestrian Games. This gives you a huge confidence boost, I would think.
Yes, but at first I enjoy this, and then we will see forward.